You're listening to The Millennials' Choice Show, Canada's most trusted podcast on all things real estate, finance, and entrepreneurship. Here's your host, Matthew Ablican.
So we just finished recording with John Elite. Like, I'm so happy with how it came out, and he was a gentleman. Like, I was expecting something very different. You kind of don't know what to expect because the way you know about this person is either from the media, news, different YouTube channels, interviews that he's gone on.
I was just going to say the same thing. It's so weird, eh? How you see somebody on YouTube and you're like watching him. You're like, okay, cool. This guy's really serious. This guy's really like about his business. And then you have him on and he's just a really good guy.
Well, even before the recording started, a lot of people don't see what takes place. Like, you know, nothing is scheduled. Everything is scheduled. Nothing is scripted. Nothing is, you know, talked about really ahead of time. But he was like, you know, talking to us, like he was a gentleman. Like, he was nice. He was a gentleman. Told us, don't worry about the, you know, the time limit or things like that. Like, you know, I'm an open book. Just let's keep going.
Yeah, and really down to earth, man.
Down to earth, and he wanted to help us, and I think you said he's pro-Trump, and
yeah,
yeah, and I think it was like he mentioned on the full clip. He said, I supported Bill Clinton, for example, like, so he was just saying that I'm in support of anyone who's promoting freedoms,
oh yeah,
rights and freedoms,
100%. He wasn't trying to just say like I support Trump himself, but or any political view. That's what he was saying. He was just saying we got to support freedoms, right? The moment you stop supporting freedoms. And, you know, they get taken away by different, you know, leaders and whatnot.
I didn't want to say this on the show simply because I said it the other day in real life to somebody in a casual conversation. And the person was like, are you quoting Spider-Man? What? Where I said, like, with great power comes great responsibility. So we were talking about a certain... But it's true, though.
No, it does. It's true. I'm glad you didn't say it, though.
I didn't want to say it because the tone wasn't... for that, but that's what he was saying, and we would be, first of all, we're honored he wanted to come on our show, but also in the future I would 1,010% if we could do something with him, whether it's related to his programs for youth, the missions he's supporting for cancer and things like this, 100% have him back on the show.
1,000%. Definitely.
it would be our honor to do that. Class act. It doesn't mean we're sitting here and saying we support everything he did. He was the one to tell you how ashamed he was. That was the exact word he used on our show. How ashamed he was of his past, his single biggest regret of taking that first life, and the downward spiral that put him on, and so many things. Like, it's, if you guys haven't watched it, like, go on and watch it. It's amazing. Like, it's very different from any of the interviews he's done.
Yeah, I think so, based off what I saw too. I like that question you asked, like, towards the end about the biggest regret, because, you know, you want to know, like, this guy did so many things. Like, what was your biggest regret? And that made a lot of sense, what he said to us. It just, I guess, puts you on this path where in that life you get started and you kind of don't look back, and you just kind of get into it deeper and deeper the more you go. So I like that. It was crazy, but really, really cool guy. I love how he's doing so much to give back to, you know, the younger generation. He's not condoning what he did. He's actually saying, like, that stuff, don't do it. It's not worth it. He said that. He's like, it's not worth it.
He said it many times.
And honestly, we've talked about this so many times. We're like, is that life really worth it? Even though, like, we never grew up in that sort of lifestyle of, you know, murdering people and, you know, violence like that. Like, we always say, is it really worth the money? Because it always does come down to money. And he even said that, right?
He said, I asked him the question. I said, is it, you know, what was the motivation? As you're growing up in your teenage years and whatnot, and you're starting to come across the mafia, like, what was the motivation to join them? Because you hear about, like, why nobody should join them now, or any kind of gang or whatever. And you hear that. But typically we see in Hollywood, like, the glamorization of that life. Is glamorization a word? But, you know, glamorizing that life and you know, wanting to join. And, like, Sarah's favorite scene in Goodfellas is when he's finally dating his soon-to-be wife. He takes her to that restaurant, that show, and he takes her around the back. There's a long lineup. I think it's a show with Sinatra, Frank Sinatra. He was singing. I can't... oh, no, it's not Frank Sinatra. It was...
I remember that scene, though.
Who sings the song where he goes, "Roses are red, my love"? Johnny Valentino, something like that.
I'm not cultured.
Yeah. And then he takes her in the back and they sneak in through, and they don't sneak in, but they go through the kitchen. They put a table right out front.
Like, it's like
right
the private the entrance. Yeah. The back,
And you know, people are waiting in lines and lines to try to get a table. And like, it's like Sarah's like favorite scene in that movie. And it's like, you see like what they show us to make it seem like this is like how cool it is to be in
to
it.
Be this guy.
Yeah. Now, rightfully so, those movies later on show, like, you know, kind of what happens after the fact. But yeah. Rightfully so, they're showing that this was like a privilege you had.
This is a perk.
Being a gangster. It's a perk.
Yeah.
Being a gangster and whatnot. But it's like, you know, I feel like if you bring that to today's day and age, like, people would want that to be brought to the front of the line at a club.
People would love that.
They would love that.
They would
right?
love like, that. Which you see makes what I'm me saying? Sick.
It makes me sick. Hollywood, like wait, how they're displaying it. You know,
people would absolutely love that. But when you're looking, like you just said, when you're looking towards the end of the movie, you know, people throw people under the bus to protect themselves, and that's what even what John was talking about. How at the end of the day, in that life, people will do whatever they can to survive, even if it means, you know, throwing somebody under the bus or going to the feds, whoever it is. So it's never worth it, in my opinion, ever. Even though you'll live a fun lifestyle for a certain amount of time, but either that, you end up in jail or murdered, it's not worth it.
More importantly, like I mentioned this about the Bible verse in Galatians where it talks about, do not be fooled, God is not mocked, you reap what you sow. And then if you keep reading the greater context of that, it says, if you sow of the flesh, you reap of the flesh.
Yeah.
Right? So forget about jail. And some people are prepared to go to jail.
They are.
You know, forget about jail. Forget about the consequences of, you know, losing someone, you lose someone close to you or, you know, but what does it do to you? Like he said, I have to live with this the rest of my life.
I've watched interviews of him where he said, like, I slept for maybe 30 minutes, an hour, max 2 hours. He's like, then I'd wake up. I wouldn't sleep every night.
Well, he says it. He said it on a, he has PTSD, right? He said it on our show. He believes in seeing a therapist and all that. And I know from one of the other shows that he has PTSD.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Like, he didn't get away scot-free. Like, some people watch this. Why do you put this person on? Why do you do this? The guy doesn't need our platform. The guy has a way bigger platform than us. Okay. But we do it. And I'm, you know, wearing his hat. Second chance, something that he promotes, because we live by that. We live by that as believers. Second chance, third chance, fourth chance.
And to raise awareness.
Amongst ourselves. How many times have you and I, we're brothers, we fight and then we have to
so many times.
Forgive us, forgive each other, things like that. And we do, because that's just the reality of it. And that's how we want to choose to live our lives. I think a lot of people, if they actually listened to what people like him have to say, who've lived a life like that, and now are, like he said, for the last 15 years, he's been trying to do good, turn his life around and make a positive impact on others. I think the world would be in a better place.
100%. The thing about this guy is he actually lived the life. Like, when I was watching his other interviews and even when he was telling us, when we were speaking to him, like, he's done stuff, like really bad stuff. And looking back now, he's saying, like, it's not worth it, guys. So, and look at what he's doing now for kids, for the young generation, right? Trying to show them that's not the way. You wanna live a fun life? That's not the way.
No.
It's not a fun life, pretty much, right? And the money's gonna come and go. And we know this from real life experiences. Money's not everything, right? There's people that are on their deathbed, they're worth billions of dollars. And what's it gonna do for them? It's not gonna go with them when they go.
1,000%. 1,000%. What can you do? There's people that kill themselves to make money, not literally kill themselves, but you know what I mean. They're going through the ringer.
Yeah.
And they're crushing it to try to make some money, become wealthy. They don't see their family. They don't see their friends. They don't have a good relationship with their kids. Their health deteriorates.
Yeah.
Like, for what?
For what? What's the,
for what? What's the point of it? You're gonna do all that, maybe make the money, and then you could go spend it all to get your health back. And dude, it doesn't make sense.
You can't even do it.
No.
You can't even after a certain point. And for what? For a bigger square footage, for a bigger house, for a nicer car that drives faster? Like, it doesn't make sense.
No. Yeah. So, like, I was reading this today, and in Proverbs 23, verse 4, it says, do not overwork to be rich. Because of your own understanding, cease. And then I read the, in my Bible, it's a study Bible. So I read it and it was explaining to me, it's pretty straightforward, but it's like, don't dedicate your life and make riches or money or whatever the center of your life. And that's what, it didn't say don't work to make money. It said don't overwork to make money.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's a valuable lesson. It's a valuable lesson.
100%. We all have to work. Obviously, we know that. But to what extent, right? Like you were saying before, what's the point of, let's say you're working your whole life and you don't get to enjoy the amazing things of life, like family, friends, obviously like having that relationship with God, right? If you are spending all your time, devoting your time to making money and let's say not doing anything good with it, like helping people or whatever, you're not really putting God first in your life. You're kind of putting money, giving money all the attention, right?
Well, some people will hear that verse and say, oh, like that's my excuse to be lazy. No, the book of Proverbs actually talks a lot against laziness and being a sluggard, but it's that's not what they're referring to. So I had a great interview. I can't wait till it drops, the whole thing. Make sure you guys check it out, listen to it, and let me know what you think, because he kept it 100.
100%
the whole time. That was the feeling I got. I said, wow, this guy's keeping it 100. You know, I thought, like, I've heard him in the past and I was like, but that's also, I think, sometimes the responsibility of who's asking the questions.
Oh, 100%. You know what I mean? Like, you got to have the right person asking the right questions.
Yeah. For sure. And we said from the very beginning, it's not live. We're not here to ask you questions to throw you under the bus. There are going to be some questions we ask you because that's what people want to listen to and hear and talk about, but it's not going to be asked in a certain way. And so I wasn't sure if we were going to get like somebody who may have been somewhat still proud about what they've done. You know what I'm saying? That demeanor would have kind of floated. No.
Not at all.
No.
That's what I was kind of like hesitant about. I'm like, let's see kind of how he is, right? Because we don't know, right? You just see what you see in videos like we were talking about before. But no, he wasn't like that at all, man. Very genuine, very down to earth, very like, here it is. Like he just put it all down. It's like, yeah, this guy's this. And you know, that when we asked him the question about Sammy, I was kind of like excited to hear the answer, and honestly didn't let me down. It was crazy.
Even in that answer, some people might say, you know, we don't like what he said, or you know, but from his point of view, he kept it real.
Oh, for sure.
So it gives an opportunity for someone to respond to that, but that was his perspective and that's what he wanted to share about that, and that's what it is.
Dude, he's being authentic. He's being himself. So that's what he was saying though about himself and about the other guy. He was like, I tell it like it is.
Yeah.
And I say like that life, you know, I'm not proud of it. I don't glorify it. You know, I do have regrets and things like that. And now I'm trying to do better and help and give back to the community. He's like, whereas other people, they're still trying to glorify and they're in their 80s, you know, and they make up stuff too. And he was saying, you know, what he was saying. But yeah, for those of you guys that haven't seen it, definitely check it out. That was sick. I can't wait. We should follow up and do another one maybe, or we'll see what we do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Absolutely.